It is the Gala Bay Show. It's 2FM. That's Rihanna and Shine Bright Like a Diamond, which, of course, was sang on Saturday night by the one and only Melanie McCabe. Melanie, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad at all. You did such a great performance of that song on Saturday night. Absolutely amazing.
Aw, thank you.
And then it was Titanium on Sunday.
Yeah, Titanium.
Firstly, and just to tell everybody, Melanie, you're my second cousin. So
lucky Colin.
Yeah, thanks, for lucky me. And just, so a lot of people were asking me, why did you decide to go for the fourth time, to X Factor?
I just kind of think that, you know, I'd done it the previous years and I'd gotten so close as well in 2011, and I just said, you know what, I'm going to give it one more year. And as well, I finished my leaving cert like 2 months ago, so I was like, you know what, I'm free now, I'm going to just give it one last shot.
How did the leaving cert go?
It went really well, yeah, I passed everything, and I got like a B in higher level English as well, which I was really, really happy with, yeah, because I'm not extremely academic, so I was happy with that anyway.
And what would you hope to do with that? Are you looking at college?
I was looking at college, you know, but I kind of want to see how X Factor plays out first before I kind of do anything, you know. I mean, I can always go to college next year if I need to, you know. So X Factor is kind of just my main priority at the moment, I think.
And how do you get back up after, I mean, I remember the first year, we were all so excited for you, and okay, you got to that level, and then you go a second time. How do you pick yourself up all the time when you get knocked down like that?
It's really hard, you know, like when you come home from something like that, you know, you really are deflated. You're just so, you don't know what to do with your life nearly, because you put all your hopes on this whole thing, and it's like you think the dream is happening, and then when you get a no, it's like you have to go back to your normal life. And for me, the other years, it was like I had to go back to school and stuff. I said that on Saturday night, saying, you know, well, my friends were kind of like, oh, Melanie, you're back in school. And, you know, it was always that real come down, you know. So it is, it's very hard to pull yourself up. But I think what helped me was just like my family, my friends, because they never said to me when I got knocked back, okay, that's it now, you know, back to school. It was always like, no, keep going with it, you know.
And were you sort of juggling with the whole, will I do it, will I not, will I go for the fourth time? I mean, how do you actually decide then at the end, this is what I'm going to do?
Well, this year I actually was really undecided about doing it. There were loads of times I was like, no, actually, I'm not going to do it, you know, and I was really kind of to and fro with the whole thing. And then at the end I just said, no, listen, I'm going to do it one more time. For some reason, it just felt right. There was something inside me just went to do it. And I don't even know what it was, but I was just like, okay, have to listen to that little voice in my head, and I just went ahead with it. Like,
maybe again, as you said, you'd gone past the leaving cert, you'd gone through that and everything, so it was, this was the last opportunity. I mean, I'm reading today in the papers, you've been installed at 6-1 favourite by Paddy Powers. To actually win the X Factor, and also, I mean, there's always the huge hype, isn't there, in the papers when there's, you know, if we have an Irish contestant getting through. But also, I think your performance, I'm going to play a little bit of it if people didn't hear it. This is your performance on Saturday night, which was quite amazing. Have a listen to this. Oh, hang on a second.
The beautiful sea, I choose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star, I see a vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew that we'd become of sun rays. I saw the light inside of your eyes tonight. You and
amazing, amazing, Melanie. You hit every note, absolutely perfect.
Oh, thank you.
Bullseye in every single note. Did you feel afterwards when you'd finished that? Did you get a sense? Yes, I've really hit that the way I wanted to.
After when I did the audition, like,
yeah,
like I did kind of, but I'm real critical, and I think as well when I sing anything, I'm so nervous that I always forget how I even do, like, you know. So I'm always nervous about what they kind of think.
So when you look back at it at the weekend, or you listen to it there, are you still thinking I could have just done that a little bit better? Is it always a case of, well, there's one better level I can go?
Yeah, I mean, I'm that type of person that I always feel like that I can push myself harder always, you know, and I think on the audition, like, I'm happy with how it went, you know, but it's always a little bit like, oh, I should have done that way, or, you know, that type of way, but I'm happy, you know, and I got loads of people here on Saturday looking at that, and they're all delighted, and they're all cheering me on, so, you know, it's great to have all that support as well, and they're all telling me I'm great, so.
And Twitter went bananas afterwards. I mean, it's it's just crazy. You've 20,000 followers now.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's just always so overwhelming. I was like, what? And, like, everyone is just tweeting such positive things to me. They're, like, you know, saying such lovely stuff. And it's so nice to hear that because, you know, I really didn't think I'd be that, you know, kind of make that much of an impact on people, you know?
You really did. You made a huge impact. I think much bigger than in any of the previous times you've been on the show. I just think it's this songs you chose and you just got to it. And as well, you made Louis cry, which, you know, is tough. Here's Louis.
Thank you.
Louis?
Yeah, Melanie. I know Melanie, you see, and I really want this for her. I just want it because I know what it means to you. I know her family need this, I know you need it, and I really want it for you. I know you've got the talent, you know, and I really, really want you to do well.
Thank you.
So well done. We're going to vote.
Mel, why didn't you run over and give him a hug?
I don't know. I was just so kind of overcome with the whole thing. I was like... I asked her to have a drink of his water and the audition, though they didn't show up.
Right, because, I mean, again, you know Louis over the years. And I think also all the newspapers, I mean, all the headlines today, you're pictured in all the papers, but also what Louis is referring to there, that, I mean, just looking at the Daily Mirror, this is not just about singing, it's about saving my family from financial ruin. I mean, that's in every single newspaper today.
Yeah.
Was that the big story that everyone wanted to ask you about?
Yeah, you know, when I said it in my interview, I kind of didn't think it was going to be as people were going to make as big a deal of it as they have. Kind of, you know, I didn't really think it was going to be that big. But, you know, I didn't say it because I wanted sympathy. I said it because I wanted people to relate. You know, I wanted people to just see me as a normal person because a lot of people are going through that now in their families, you know, and I wanted them to see that I'm just like any other normal girl that's been through a hard time, you know.
Mm. And things, as you said in the interviews, things are tough for the family at the moment.
Yeah, no, it is. It's really tough, you know. I mean, we're losing this house that we're living in now. And, you know, I've lived here since I was a kid and I've had so many happy memories here. And it's very hard when something like this happens because it's like losing a huge part of your life, you know. It's hard to come to terms with, you know, but that's why another reason why I did want to do X Factor. It's not the main reason. The main reason is because I have wanted to do it my whole life, but it's also because it would be great to help my family and to take some of that pressure off them, you know.
And you're very close to your mum, Claire.
Yeah, I am.
And again, just people think, oh, well, she's just jumping in to try and earn a few bob. Melanie has literally been singing since she was, before you could talk, I think.
Yeah, you can vouch for that.
Yes, I can. So,
how many family get-togethers have you endured?
Well, because, and I've said it before, we often wonder where you got that fantastic voice, because it's certainly not from your mother.
No, I think it was from you, Colin, I think, from your side of the family.
Yeah, I'd like to think that. But as you said, that's, you know, and when I saw you mention that on Saturday, it was sort of a throwaway remark, and the papers will just jump on something like that and they will, you know, probe. So I wanted you just to clarify that there is a situation there, but that is not the only reason you are out doing X
Factor.
No, not at
all.
Yeah.
And that's what it did kind of upset me when I did see that in the papers, because I didn't want people to think that was why I was doing X Factor, you know. That was just a secondary thing, you know. The main thing was, like, it's because I literally have wanted this my whole life. I wouldn't have come back four times if it wasn't, you know, that type of way.
I know, but it's been, in some of the papers, they're writing it as if she wins X Factor, everything will be grand. If she doesn't, she's homeless.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'll be homeless now, but okay, so I'm sure someone will take me in.
Well, you know we've got the room out the back. That's no problem.
I'll be over tomorrow with my suitcase.
So, Mel, from here, you've got a bit of a flu.
I do, yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm
sorry,
there.
The line just went... you're gone again.
crying here. I'm on the sofa with lots of tissues and a big blanket over me. So
that's we saw the result on Sunday again. Every 4 votes. I mean, a standing ovation from the crowd. Absolutely amazing. I would imagine were reduced to tears at that stage. I know Claire was, your mum was, because it was a really special moment.
Oh, it was, yeah. And even when you're watching it back on TV, you get so emotional, you know. And I'm the type of person, right, when there's all the cameras around me, I find it very hard to cry because I get really kind of overwhelmed by everything, you know. But inside, I was, like, absolutely about to burst, you know. Yeah. And, you know, I just think, you know, I think it is a very emotional thing. And like I said, looking back over it, it's like you feel all like you're going through it again.
Now, have you looked back at that terrible evening in Judge's home a couple of years ago when you didn't get through? Do you sort of prepare yourself for that again? Not that we're all hoping and praying it doesn't happen, but does part of you say, okay, I've got to be able to cope with maybe another level of failure if it happens?
Yeah, of course. Like, I mean, I'm not taking all this as a given at all, you know. I'm loving every minute of it now. And if it doesn't work out, then I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to keep moving up, you know, that type of way. So, but obviously the dream is to get through. That would be amazing.
And again, and I can absolutely validate that music will be your career. Music is your life. So, I mean, regardless of what happens with X Factor or not, you'll be singing in 5 years, 10 years, probably in 10 minutes, probably in 10 minutes time when you hang up.
Probably. Yeah.
So what happens next, Mel?
I've got boot camp now. That's the next thing to happen, and boot camp is always tough, you know. But yeah. I'm looking forward for people to see it. And
right, and then after that, it's judges' houses, and then after that, it's live shows, and we don't know. The one thing is, if we can get you that far, or if they can get you that far as well, we need to look at how to start voting for you in these live shows. If you get to the live shows, but we'll touch on that later because it's really difficult in Ireland now to vote for X Factor. A couple of years ago, so you could do it, but whatever way the licensing is now, you have to go through websites and everything, which is, that would be a difficult. You're the only Irish person left in, I think.
Yeah, I know, and it's mad, you know, because I'd love to obviously get to the lives for the Irish to be able to say, like, I'm, you know, to kind of represent Ireland, because they haven't had anyone from the Republic on, like, a solo singer girl, like, since Mary Byrne, you know, so it would be amazing to be able to say, like, oh, I'm, you know, flying the flag kind of for us over here, you know, so it would be amazing.
Absolutely. Well, listen, great talking to you. You need to get your voice together because we're going out on Saturday night.
I know, yeah. Grandparents' anniversary.
I know. Tan and Kevin, how are you guys? We're looking forward to seeing
you. I love you.
We're looking forward to seeing you, and we're looking forward for all the family to getting together on Saturday night as well. Listen, Mel, good talking to you. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, you too.
All
thanks,
right,
Tom.
Take care of yourself. See you. Bye-bye. That's Melanie McCabe. If we can get, if the powers that be and everything, the voting and the judges' houses, can get Melanie to the live shows, I know she's going to impress so much. She's put everything into this over the last couple of years. And also then, we just need to look at how the Irish can vote.